Braden Brown now joined by Lance Morris, head boys basketball coach for Northern Heights. We always appreciate you stopping by. Lance, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
As we take a look at your squad's going to be in action tonight as playoff basketball gets underway for the Northern Heights boys. But, Coach, you've had a long layoff since that last game. Got to go back to last Friday. Can you walk us through some of the big moments as your team just couldn't come out on top?
Last Friday we knew it was going to be a back-and-forth close game. There, as far as the teams we played, we're pretty much evenly matched record, players, everything. They also were having senior night, so a little extra momentum on their side, a little extra fans in the crowd. We started out the game pretty solid. We went into half. I was happy with where we were at. Then we kind of lost it a little in the end of regulation, and they got some momentum. We had a silly turnover, and we were very, very bad from the free throw line. 9 for 27 isn't going to win you too many games. So if we would have shot better from a free throw line, we could have ended it in regulation. Then we went into overtime, and we still kept good energy. Then again, missing free throws. Turnover at the end of the first overtime cost us a possession that could have been the difference maker. And the second overtime, everybody was getting tired, foul trouble kind of got to us, and we just couldn't close it out. But all in all, I was very proud of the effort and energy we had for the full game and two overtimes. They got the win. I mean, there wasn't much else besides free throws that I could complain about.
So as you take a look, as your team gets ready for the playoffs, you win 2 of 3 games entering into the postseason play. Obviously, that tough one to end the regular season falling in double overtime. But how do you feel about your team playing right now whenever it becomes the most important time of the year?
We're playing really well, I feel like. The West Franklin game, we kind of fell off a little in the third quarter, but again, it's that time of year, senior nights and winter royalty, and that can kind of throw a wrench in the momentum and your players' focus. But we came out with that win, then we had a win against Harrington, and then a tough loss against Central Heights. But we're taking care of the ball. We're sharing the ball a lot better. We're trusting in our teammates, and now we just got to be able to finish at the free throw line.
What's the Wildcats been doing this week with almost a full week without basketball?
We've really been working on. St. Mary's is going to shoot a bunch of threes. They like to get up and down the court, so we've been working on transition defense, making sure we're getting guys back and getting out on shooters. They don't have a whole lot of inside presence. They kind of live and die by the three, so we've been really focused on making sure we get out on shooters, because they'll shoot even if you're close. They are not shy.
You may have answered my next question, Coach. The biggest key to tonight's game, is it going to be defending the three-point arc then?
I truly believe so. All the film I've watched, they have no problem getting out and shooting. Visited with some other coaches, and it sounds like that's the key to beating them, is keeping them off the three-point line or making them shoot tough contested threes. And we got to crash the boards and get back on defense is going to be the big keys.
Obviously a tough draw with matching up with St. Mary's in the first round, but when you look at the sub-state as a whole, how do you feel about your draw?
I would have liked a little different matchup. If we would have won, we could have had a different matchup that I liked a little better. St. Mary's has been ranked all year. They're a tough team, and we get by them, we turn around and play more than likely Rossville, which is another tough ranked team. It's not going to be an easy battle for us, but as long as we stay locked in and do the things we know we can do, we can play with all of them. It's just the guys having the mind state that we can play with them.
Lance Morris, Northern Heights boys basketball coach. We always appreciate his insights. Coach, good luck tonight.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's going to do it for today's Coach's Corner on 101.7 FM, sponsored today by Mel's Tire and Kansasland Bank.